This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending May 24th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Gen X geeks, get ready because the Dark Crystal Renaissance is almost here. The 10-episode prequel series for the 1982 Jim Henson movie will launch on Netflix on August 30th. Entertainment Weekly had some exclusive photos from the production this week, including images of the puppets. Yes, puppets, not CGI, to make it look as much like the original as possible. Also with exclusive reveals, Vanity Fair has a new cover story and photo shoot from Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. The feature includes some minor spoilers for the final film in the Skywalker saga, so be careful of that. But it gives plenty of behind-the-scenes details from the production, including some discussion of future films and whether Disney has changed its mind about the standalone A Star Wars Story movies. SpaceX is another step closer to launching its Star Hopper manned space rocket. The spaceship that is being designed to take people to the moon and to Mars will have its first test flights soon at SpaceX's launch facility in Texas, flying to low and higher altitudes. Star Hopper is the smaller, basic version of the massive spacecraft SpaceX is planning, called Starship. The first test could occur as soon as May 28th. Belgian monks have long been known for the quality of the beer they brew, and now the monks of Grimbergen Abbey are bringing back a 220-year-old Belgian ale recipe they discovered in their archives. The recipes had been written in Old Latin and Old Dutch and have only recently been translated. The recipe had been thought to be lost when French revolutionaries burned the abbey in 1798, and the beer is now being made in partnership with Carlsberg, who will market it around the world. A French court has intervened to restore food and water to Vincent Lambert, a 42-year-old quadriplegic man some have called the French Terry Schiavo. Doctors have begun ending his life when the Paris Court of Appeals stopped them on Monday. Lambert's wife and his doctors had begun efforts to end his life in 2013, but his parents have been fighting them ever since. Pope Francis had joined his voice to those advocating for Lambert. Vincent is minimally conscious, breathes without assistance, and occasionally opens his eyes. Disney Pixar's Toy Story 4 has released a new trailer ahead of the movie's summer debut, featuring the familiar band of toys with their new owner, a homemade Spork toy, and Keanu Reeves as a motorcycle Daredevil action figure on a road trip. The movie comes out on June 21st. Archbishop Alan Vigneron of Detroit has taken a stand on keeping the Sabbath holy by issuing a new pastoral letter that calls for families to reclaim Sunday for the Lord, for family, and for works of mercy. The most attention-getting part of his letter was his announcement of a ban on youth sports or games or practices on Sundays, which resulted in some criticism of the Archbishop. Nevertheless, he has stood firm on his call to live Sunday more radically and intentionally. The Vatican's secret archives, a 1,000-year-old record of church documents and papal correspondence, is coming into the 21st century with a massive effort to digitize the whole collection of millions of documents. The incredible effort is turning to a group of Italian high school students to help teach their computers how to read the handwritten medieval Latin with its obscure abbreviations and bad handwriting. The misunderstood secret archive is often accessed by historical researchers who until now have to travel to Rome, but would be able to access them online once digitized. Your name can travel to Mars in 2020, even if you can't yet go with it. NASA has opened a webpage that will allow the public to have their names etched on microchips that are part of the next Mars rover launching next summer. In addition to getting your name printed really, really small on something on Mars, you can also receive a souvenir boarding pass and novelty frequent flyer points as part of a public promotional campaign to raise awareness of the new exploratory craft. See the link in our show notes for the webpage to sign up. The U.S. Postal Service has started a 2-week trial using self-driving trucks to transport the mail. These aren't neighborhood mail trucks coming to your home, but tractor-trailer-sized trucks moving the mail across 3 southwestern states in this first test. The test vehicles will have a driver and an engineer on board for safety reasons, but it will help determine the future of autonomous delivery of freight. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.